Welcome to the EY India Insights podcast. I'm your host, Ragini. In this episode of our Budget Insights series, we will discuss the macroeconomic expectations from the forthcoming Union Budget for 24-25, along with the likely policy priorities of the government for the next 2 to 3 years. To facilitate this discussion, we are joined by Dr. D.K. Srivastava, a distinguished economist, member of the Advisory Council to the 16th Finance Commission, and EY India's Chief Policy Advisor. A very warm welcome, Dr. Srivastava.
Thank you. Thank you, Ragini.
So let's kick off by understanding the prospects for government's tax revenues. GOI's tax GDP ratio has increased from 10% in FY20 to 11.7% in FY24. Dr. Srivastava, do you expect this trend to continue in the medium term?
Well, this increase was mostly based on an improved buoyancy of direct taxes. In fact, the personal income tax, the buoyancy was at 2.6, which is quite unprecedented in FY24. And in corporate income tax, which had undergone major reforms recently, the buoyancy had picked up to 1.1. Together, the direct taxes buoyancy is 1.8. And for gross taxes as a whole, this buoyancy is 1.4. I expect that the buoyancy may continue at this level or at least tangibly above 1 for several years. As long as it remains above 1, we expect the tax GDP ratio of Government of India to continue to increase. This will benefit both the central government and the state governments, because these tax revenues, center's tax revenues, are shared between the two tiers of governments.
Right.
There is a possibility of improvement also in indirect taxes, in the sense that the union excise duties are largely specific and they have been showing contraction in recent years, and there is some scope to turn them around and make them ad valorem, such that they make a positive contribution when prices go up, particularly of petroleum products. There is some scope also of revising customs duties. As the global economy recovers, there can be some higher growth in indirect taxes also. GST has been performing rather well recently, and the buoyancy of GST is also higher than 1 at 1.3 in FY24. So my expectation is that the tax GDP ratio will continue to increase. It might cross 12% in FY25.
Right, sir. Thank you so much for your thoughtful insights. Moving on to the expenditure prospects, during FY22 to FY24, GOI had suppressed growth in its revenue expenditure in the range of 1.2 to 7.8%, particularly by reducing subsidies. Sir, can this trend continue in the light of calls for providing relief to rural population?
Well, I think that some of the available signals indicate that the rural distress might be responded to by the union government. And there might be some emphasis on investment in rural areas and for increasing employment prospects in the rural areas. Given that, we expect several initiatives for providing relief, and which might involve additional revenue expenditures. So the revenue expenditure growth, which continued to be subdued in recent times, might have to be relaxed. And my expectation is that it might be 8% or more, which might then be used to accommodate some expansion of the MGNREGA program and increase food subsidies. Alongside, there is an expectation that an increase in the Kisan Samman Nidhi might be on cards.
Yes.
Because several calls are being made that the farmers are in distress and they need to be supported more solidly and more regularly. In case this amount is increased to something like 1,000 per month for the registered farmers in this scheme, then the burden of Kisan Samman Nidhi will go up, will become twice, in fact, from 6,000 per annum per farmer to 12,000 per annum per farmer. There is a likelihood, based on the announcements that were already made regarding the expansion of the PM Awas Yojana for construction of rural houses, and this will generate not only employment within the rural areas but also provide them with assets. So there are other possibilities, such as making some direct transfers per household in the name of the female house head or the senior most female member in that family. So if these programs are taken up, there is bound to be expansion in the growth rate for revenue expenditure. At the same time, it is critical that government continues to maintain a high growth of capital expenditure, because that is the main driver of overall GDP growth. So this has to be a balancing act between augmented revenue expenditure and maintaining capital expenditure growth at a suitably high rate. Luckily, I think, because of the what we discussed about the possibilities of on the tax revenue side, they on the even on the non-tax revenue side, government has benefited from increased RBI dividends. So there would be adequate revenues at hand for the government to accommodate some of these revenue expenditure increases.
Thank you, sir, for explaining it so vividly. So my last question for you is, do you expect a roadmap for fiscal consolidation in the forthcoming budget, reducing GOI's fiscal deficit to GDP ratio to 3% in the next 3 to 4 years?
Well, this is definitely on policymakers' radar, and the FRBM target is 3% for the central government. Whether the finance minister would decide to specify that 3% target in the forthcoming budget, we have to wait and see. But my sense is that given that this year in FY25, we should be able to maintain a fiscal deficit of 5.1%. It would take only an adjustment of 0.5 percentage points per year to reach that 3% level in 4 years. So it would not be out of alignment if they give a roadmap for 4 years. Or if they continue to give it for 3 years, which is what they have been doing until now, but are willing to signal that they are willing to adjust at a higher rate, then it might reach require 0.7 percentage points per year adjustment.
My sense
is that they will make sure that that signal is given clearly, that they are committed to fiscal consolidation. One benefit as fiscal deficit to GDP ratio gets reduced is that additional space would become available regarding sharing the investable surplus available in the economy. And then when interest rates start to go down, private investment will pick up.
Right, sir. These are extremely useful perspectives. Thank you very much, Dr. Srivastava, for joining us in this session and providing us your invaluable insights.
Thank you, Ragni. Thank you very much.
Thank you to all our listeners. Stay tuned for more captivating discussions on EY India Insights. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates. Until next time, this is Ragini signing off.